if anything, we might have a conversation of leak culture, not necessarily the leaks, but if you're very curious of what Sobble's, Grookey, and Square Bunny's final evolutions are, they do exist. There may be debate of whether those are fake or not. I think at this point, I think it's pretty safe to say with how that we have at least three different leakers. I don't know. It would seem a very elaborate thing to fake at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they've done it before, but
yeah, probably. I mean, I guess before we get into news, I guess we can just talk about we're not going to tell you what these leaks are. Again, if you want to talk about it, but we get this every time where this happened with Sun and Moon. This happened with X and Y, where and Black and White, I guess it technically didn't happen with, because Black and White came out in Japan like 6 months before it came out.
Yeah.
Yep. Here. So, people are upset. Some people are avoiding it. Some people are embracing it. But is this the Pokemon company's fault for not showing us more? Like, because when some people look at the starters, they like the final ones, and some people really don't. But at the same time, we saw this with like Incineroar, Primarina, and Decidueye. I don't like the vocal majority of people hated those starters when they saw the illustrations, and then they saw the pictures or the bad pictures. But then once those games came out, most people were like, "Oh, these Pokemon are cool," because they finally saw them in motion, or they saw them how the Pokemon company wanted to show them. Because with a lot of Pokemon, they have personalities that sometimes are
hidden.
Sirfetch, for example.
Yeah.
When they showed Sirfetch, they didn't just show a picture. They gave you a 30-second video, which really gave his personality. And I think a lot of people gravitated towards that personality that Sirfetch had to offer. The same with Galarian Ponyta.
Yes.
Although that was like a 24-hour review.
That was a 24-hour leak. And wow. I'm still hats off to people who sat there for 24 hours. Are we going to answer the question? Is it Nintendo's fault for not releasing things when people expect them? Because that's a garbage question.
Yeah, well, I don't think... Yeah.
I think if anything, the starter should have been shown off by now. Because they do show those early. Like, we do normally see what final evolutions for our starters are prior to these games.
True, we do. But, we are still 2 weeks out. And there's just this sort of weird idea that because it's happened in the past, we deserve it now. And we don't? Like, it's still their game.
Know.
They could have released nothing about it. They could have not told us Sword and Shield was coming until they said, "Hey, a new game's coming out in a month." I mean, that's bad PR, but they could do it. Like, this idea that Nintendo owes us something because we are consumers and fans of their game is not a good mindset. I mean, it happens in every fandom, and I think that's why a lot of people look at fandoms as being toxic, because fans get this idea that because I love this thing so much and I support this thing so much, I am owed something for that, or I deserve to be treated in the way that I expect for that. And that's, I think, a problematic aspect of fan culture in general. And being a fan of a lot of things where people say, quote unquote, we have the most toxic fans, because I'm a Doctor Who fan, I'm a Star Wars fan, I'm a Pokemon fan.
You were a World of Warcraft fan.
I was a World of Warcraft fan. All of those things have that sort of, there's a concept, we have the worst fans in the world because everybody's so toxic. And I think
Doctor Who fans aren't toxic, are they?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
you should have been a fan when the 13th Doctor, or 14th as I call her, was announced. Like, that, yuck. But there's this sort of idea that fans get that they, because like it's the idea of false ownership. It's why, you know, a 30-day trial is a 30-day trial, because after 2 weeks, you already feel like you own it, and 90% of the population doesn't feel like it's appropriate to send that back, which is why everything, almost everything's a 30-day trial, because you get that sense of ownership, and that happens with fandoms. They think that they have a sense of ownership because they have lived with it and played with it and thought about it so much that in their emotional sort of resonance with that game, there's a false sense of ownership. And I think that that is a problematic aspect of current marketing to like become super ambassadors or super great fans, is that we are toying with that ownership concept. And then we get things like toxic fandoms.
Well, and I just like want to restate, right, that just because they, ever since X and Y came out and they have the simultaneous release, have, which has been what, 6 years now?
Yeah.
And they've gotten this thing where they release little bits of information about what's going to be in the game between, say, February and November. That just because they've done that in the past does not require them to do that.
But the patterns.
And therefore, it does not fall upon the disgruntled quote unquote fan to, you know, to interject because they weren't getting what they felt that they deserved.
Yeah.
No, but I just think, honestly, I think leakers are just this, like, it's an outcropping and possibly like a mild form of it, but still of, you know, this 4chan, I was first, I'm the guy who, or guy, gal, whatever, who got this information out there. And, you know, congrats to me, I win the prize for being the first jerk. You know, it's
just like, but yeah, I mean, I always think, I mean, the prime example of that is, you know, the person that was screaming Harry Potter spoilers to the midnight line
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if, like, the person submitting this stuff to, like, 4chan wants credit, because 4chan is completely anonymous and there would be no way to prove who did what. But at the same time, like, if you were, I don't think that every, I'm not defending the people who have leaked this stuff. I'm just saying in leaking culture, is that a thing? Culture of getting something early, like, let's say I got the Pokemon game early. Let's say I got it 2 weeks ago. I've been playing through it, and for some reason or another, Will found out that I got it early. And
man, I would be so hot. You never give me the early ones, man.
But if I had zero intent to leak, and Will's favorite Pokemon of all time was Yamper, and he really, 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 out of everything, just wanted to see Yamper's evolution, assuming it evolves, and I took a picture of it and sent it to him, I'm not necessarily leaking the game, but at that point, that image is out of my control, and nothing is stopping Will from somebody begging Will to see a Yamper evolution, and then if Will trusts that person and sends it over there, but then that person opens it up at when they're out to dinner and somebody next to them sees it and they really want to see it, and then all of a sudden the entire internet sees it. So it doesn't, like, in that situation, there was no malicious intent from my end to try to share something to somebody I trust, but that doesn't
but
mean
how often do we
that's
see
not
that?
What we're talking about
exactly
here.
That's not what we're seeing here.
I mean, if I had an early copy and Steve, you said, like, oh, I really need to know if there's a Farfetch'd evolution, and I take a picture of it and send it just to you, that is vastly different than me going on Twitter and tagging you. Like, there's a public aspect and a private aspect, and still sharing it privately when the game hasn't been released, like, I'm already aware that that is not something I am supposed to be doing, because I already have a copy that I'm not supposed to have. Like, I still broke a bunch of rules and somebody's NDA to do this thing. So,
but in this case, two of the three leakers have books,
right?
Which probably means they're getting paid like minimum wage at an Amazon warehouse or something.
Well, probably, but that doesn't make it right. Like,
no, exactly.
That, I mean, we have to train people at my work all the time about new products, and because of leaks, now our job is incredibly more difficult because they won't release it to us until launch date, because leaking culture is so bad that they now hide everything. And so we, because of this culture, we absolutely have a worse customer experience because we can't pre-train our people anymore because of that sentiment that I'm getting paid minimum wage and therefore I have the right to push this out to the internet because I'm going to punish
the
right.
I just don't think they care.
Well, either or. Like, there's something in there that says this is okay for me to do. And it may seem, you know, it seems like a victimless crime, but somebody does actually end up paying that price. You know, for my real life practical reasons, I don't get any sort of pre-work to prep my call center reps. So a new device comes, I don't get to warn them about it. They learn it the exact same day, and then we suffer for a month, and everybody has poor customer service because we don't have access to these phones because of things like leaks. Like, it is a problem. And you can fall any way you want on it, but the idea that it's completely victimless isn't necessary. Like, that's a justification that I don't think actually pans out.
Well, I wouldn't say victimless. I'd say harmless. It does create harm. And honestly, I would not be surprised if this like keeps happening, maybe even like only one more time, or maybe this was the last straw.
This seems like the worst though, out of
where. Okay,
the other
next time,
two games, I guess.
So the next time around, Pokemon goes, all right, we're just going to go back to the old model. You guys want spoilers and you want to leak it and everything like that? Nobody outside of Japan can be trusted. We're going to release it in Japan first, 6 months before it goes anyplace else. There you go.
Well, in the case of X and Y, that was a dude on Instagram.
Yep.
Oh, Instagram is the worst.
in Canada, I believe, if I remember correctly. And they posted... Well, here's the interesting thing. Again, we're not talking about what's in the leaks. We're just talking about the leaks themselves. So in X and Y, he was posting... I think he picked Froakie, because I think that was like the first big thing was like Froakie's evolution, I want to say. But he was posting for almost 2 days, right? I think he started doing it on like a Friday, and then it was like Friday, Saturday, and whatever. Like there were points where people were like, oh, he went to bed. So now we got to wait like 8-9 hours. But I, as well as a lot of people, were following his journey through Instagram, as weird as that was. And then I believe Pokey Jungle was reposting his Instagram pictures on his website. And then all of a sudden, he stopped posting. I think it was before he got to Clement-ish, if I remember correctly. And Pokey Jungle took down all his Instagram pictures, and mm-hmm. we later found out that Nintendo tracked down which store sold it to him. We found, I think it was his friend worked at a game store. I think it was an EB Games. Sold him the copy early. That's how he got it, because his friend worked there. Nintendo asked for it back. And I'm sure that friend no longer worked at it.
I guarantee.
I'd have to go back and dig up the articles from like 2016 in regards to that. But in that sense, like, Pokey Jungle got yelled at, or must have gotten yelled at, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Because they took the pictures down. But that was kind of the extent to that. I don't remember if there was another leak going to that. If there was, I don't remember it that well. But I want to say the full Pokedex leaked like 2 days beforehand.
Yeah, because they put out a demo, and they had the whole demo.
X and Y, X and Y didn't have a demo.
No, that was
the Sun and Moon leak.
Oh, that was Sun and Moon. Yeah, the demo.
So that was the whole X and Y situation. Otherwise, I think they had that one pretty under control. I mean, they did find the person who was leaking, and I guess they shut him down. They made the foolish mistake of keeping all the Pokemon in Sun and Moon, the demo. And yeah. As soon as the demo was out, that was easily data mined, and boom, everything was shown right there. And then now we're... But also, Sun and Moon had the problem where somebody got a copy of the game early, then downloaded/exported the ROM, and then people were downloading that and installing it onto their system. And then those 3DSs got hard blocked forever from ever accessing Nintendo Online Services again. Because it was pretty easy for Nintendo to verify this person had Pokemon Sun and Moon, went on early, tried to connect to the internet. So we know that they are using a non-legit copy of our game early. In this sense, so what was weird is when these leaks first started, it was pictures of a Switch. Like somebody was just pointing their iPhone at their Switch when something happened and took a picture. So you would see the Switch screen, but you would also like see the glare from the light because of the glass reflecting. So it seemed very much like the situation for X and Y, and that person was posting for a good amount of time, and they haven't shown back up since, I don't think. There was a point where they were like, oh, Leaker went to bed. And I don't think Leaker ever woke back up. The pictures that have followed have all been book pictures. They haven't been the Switch pictures. I could be mistaken on this. But I don't think the Switch pictures have been showing since Leaker went to bed. So I guess Nintendo maybe found him or whatnot. I want to say that was a UK thing. I guess in retrospect, like remembering where all these leaks came from is pretty irrelevant. It's just the fact that in this case, it seems very book related. But the book doesn't even I just pre-ordered the guidebook this morning. It doesn't even come out on release day. It comes out a week after release.
Which one did you pre-order?
The hardcover.
Heck yeah, that looks so nice.
I need to get it, but
so I
that's the sigh of things cost money.
Leaking happens all the time. And what I was saying earlier is, like, sometimes I don't think every person leaking stuff is trying to be malicious about it. In this case, this all does seem...
What's their intent if it's not malice?
I mean, if you... Like, the dude who was taking pictures of his Switch... If a bunch of people are asking for pictures and he has the game early and he's enjoying the game, I don't think there's any... I don't think he's being malicious or being out of line if an audience wants to see what's in the game if he takes a couple pictures.
I'm not sure I agree with you there. It's just like, why can't people wait 2 weeks? Like, 2 weeks.
Again, I don't know that malicious is
the correct word.
Correct.
Like, if somebody somebody I knew saw Detective Pikachu early, like, very, very early, like, 3 months early. Like, the movie wasn't even done, so some of the animations were incomplete. And I was like, oh, can you tell me about what you liked and didn't like? And in that situation of them telling me, I don't think that would be treated probably the same as this right here of, like, oh, they're, you know, quote-unquote leaking.
Yeah, I think the difference is... The difference is somewhat the audience, like the size of the audience. If you're putting it out on the internet where you know it's not controlled, then there, like, I'm trying to think of like the right phrase. It's you are intentionally ignoring the fact that you know how the internet works.
Exactly. Like, in 2019, I mean, that's my problem. It's just like, because, right? I luckily don't go on Twitter anymore unless somebody at messages me and I like see that direct message or whatever.
Oh, I'm going to at message you now.
Don't do it. But like, but it's like, you have to understand, you would have to like literally like live in a cave and have just like walked out of the cave, taken the pictures and like, oh, I'll just put this on Twitter for my friends, to not understand that every jerk who doesn't care about people who don't want to see spoilers and everything is going to just post it right on Twitter and be like, hey, look, I got the info, I got the deets.
I don't know if that's true though, because you curate your
me
own
first.
You curate your own feed, so like when
I have a lot of jerks on my feed, it's
follow
true.
Them gee, like that's if
I'm like just gonna follow Greg and that's it.
If your Twitter account was like at Pokemon Company, at Walmart, at Best Buy, and at Pokemon Podcast, if that's those were like the four people you were following, you would never see these Pokemon leaks.
I would argue in a different forum, this is not the appropriate forum for that, that the heuristics of the Twitter make that actually impossible. That
I will say this, people find and reply to my stuff that I have no idea who they are and where they came from. Or I'll get a random like on something from somebody who I could not tell you the path of how they found my tweet, but they found it because it's on my feed and it's discoverable. So unless you are going to a private, like unless your Twitter feed is private, anything you put on there is locatable. And especially now that you can just like type in Pokemon. So if I didn't even hashtag it, I wrote Pokemon, there's a chance somebody's going to find it.
Yeah, sure. If you're going out of your way searching Pokemon, I'm just saying if like your feed is created is something that you created yourself. So like when I was looking for Game of Thrones spoilers because I didn't want to watch the show.
Spoilers.
I don't follow anyone who... I never followed or still follow anyone who was tweeting Game of Thrones spoilers. So in my normal Twitter experience, after an episode aired, no one that I followed was saying like, oh, so-and-so just died. I had to go out of my way to kind of find that. And well, I'm not saying you can't accidentally stumble upon it. I'm sure there have been plenty of people who have a pretty good Twitter feed of like people who are respectful and are not just saying, you know, they're not the people that as soon as somebody like Jon Snow died or something, which was like 6 years ago.
Spoilers.
They're not the first to tweet that. And so, but like if you had somebody on your Twitter feed that was doing that for every single thing, you'd like, and it was annoying you, the simple thing to do is unfollow and all of a sudden you fix your own feed.
Yeah, I mean,
but I've already been spoiled.
I mean, Twitter will also put in my feed things that somebody liked, so they don't even have to retweet it if they liked it. I mean, that's how I saw the one thing I did see for these leaks. I haven't sought them out, but because somebody liked it, and like I keep my Pokemon list in a separate feed so that I can avoid spoilers, but because somebody liked it, it showed up on my main page when I logged in, and I saw it. Like, they didn't retweet it, they just liked it, and therefore it was in my feed as so-and-so liked this.
I guess my Twitter app doesn't do that.
Yeah, but, like, a lot do. And that is just the way that, like, Twitter works, and there are ways to control for that. Like, I actively didn't seek it out. I don't seek out spoilers. I don't care if I see them, which is a completely separate conversation about spoiler tolerance. But like it does happen. Like if you put it out there and somebody, you know, likes it, it can show up even without you looking for it. It's rare, but it does happen. Like I've seen things that I'm like, why is this in my feed? Oh, so-and-so liked it. Or I've had people say, stop liking these things, 'cause I see them all the time. I'm like, well, I'm still gonna like them. Like, it's not my fault, but like, control your feed better. But those are things that Twitter does. I mean, that's just the way Twitter works now. And so we can talk about, and like, intent is weird. Like, I don't think malicious is, like, malicious, I think, is too dark of a word to say that they had a malicious intent in doing it, but they definitely knew they were doing something they were we're not supposed to do.
No, I think the right word is negligence.
Well, right? Yeah, probably.
Because, like, the issue, right, for me is people don't know what I would consider a spoiler versus not consider a spoiler if I'm, like, avoiding all information about the... Obviously, I'm not allowed to do that in this particular career path. But I do have a high sensitivity to what I would consider a spoiler. And somebody might say, oh, well, you know, everybody on the internet has already seen these second evolutions or whatever. So it doesn't matter if I retweet this to Will because he's going to like have seen it anyways. And I'm like, actually, I have been actively avoiding these things and I didn't see it. And now you thought you were doing something good, but you've actually just ruined my experience.
I mean, I have a friend who refuses to watch trailers. Because doesn't want anything spoiled. Like, wants a pure experience. So refuses to watch trailers. Like, and I know that about them. But, like, people would say, well, it was in the trailer. And she'll be like, yeah, I don't watch trailers. So therefore, I haven't seen it and I don't want to talk about it. Like,
wow. First tip, if you want a pure experience, get out of the American cinema. Because that's just hot garbage these days.
Yeah. I mean, there's some good stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's like a different conversation of like also
spoiler
people...
Spoiler tolerance is a very different conversation.
And people have different tolerances, right? Like, I have a friend who, as soon as the starters leaked, they looked at that, but now they don't want to look at anything else. Like, that was where they drew the line, which is kind of weird. Like, oh, I don't consider the starters... Like, I don't see that as seeing those early as a bad thing because I want to know which one I am confident in picking, but I don't want to know any of the other Pokemon. So, like, everyone has, like, a different tolerance.
Yep.
I guess the whole reason why I wanted to start this conversation is because, like, how does the Pokemon company, how does Nintendo control this message going forward? Or the messages they want to convey, because obviously if they wanted to show these Pokemon, they could have, and they didn't. In the case of Sun and Moon, I guess, they did show a lot of Pokemon early, and then there's been articles since where they said, you know, we thought we showed too much, and sometimes we like to hold some stuff back. I don't know what you do at this point. Do you delay the guidebooks even longer? I don't think it's anyone who worked on the guidebooks. I think it was just somebody who is moving these guidebooks from one part of the warehouse to the other part of the warehouse, and they're probably getting paid $7.50, and they don't care, and they're going to quickly rip one open, take a couple pictures while their boss is in the bathroom, put it back on the shelf, and move on.
I mean, I honestly feel like they've made enough money off of Pokemon Go that for the next game, they should, like, if I was in charge, Will Anderson's in charge of Pokemon now, I would say, you know what, for the next one, we have enough money, let's take a real risk. We're not even going to announce a new game until it's, like, the day before it goes on the shelves and see how that goes. And, like, people will go wild. People, I promise you, people will go wild. Because they're just going to be like, what? This is, wow. And they'll just like go and get it and like be so excited for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the problem is not, well, I guess there was technically that one leak where it talked about Gigantamax and Team Yell and everything. And that was what? March?
Yeah.
April? So I don't, that had to be somebody who was... I don't know. At what point do they start making guidebooks? Was that somebody working on the guidebook? Was that I doubt it was somebody working on the game. I mean, I guess. But at the end of the day, I guess like, does it super matter? Because I mean, like in 2 weeks, everyone's right. Going to be so happy with the game that who cares that a leaker 8 months ago told you what Scorbunny's final type is supposed to be.
I mean, they have a couple of choices. I mean, they may decide that if the leaks ultimately, you know, hurt their sales, then they'll make harder choices. It's hard to say how companies react to leaks because some leak things purposely, because it generates that sort of, you know, grassroots buzz that you can't get out of any other way. So it's hard to say what the company will decide to do about leaks. And who knows what they'll decide. It's a tough call.
All right. Well, that was a conversation. I think even if you did accidentally see Sobble's Final Evolution, I don't think that's going to prevent anyone from purchasing the game.
Right.
But also, I think we'll probably see those anyway before the game comes out. It would probably be a bummer if you were really wanting to pick Sobble, but you were unhappy with its final Evo, and then you saw Grookey, and you were like, oh man, I kind of wish in retrospect I would pick Grookey. I'm trying to think of, there was like no Pokemon game where they haven't shown final Evos. Right?
Before?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't think of one, but that doesn't mean, I mean, there's been a lot of games at this point.
I want to say they showed Delphox, Chess Garbo, and Greninja like 2 days before the games came out.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Did you just call him Chess Garbo?
Look. Chespin and the middle one are significantly better than the final one. What is that?
Quilladin. And Chestnut.
Chestnut, yeah. You like Chestnut?
I do like Chestnut. Because the Chespin line is one of my favorite lines of Pokemon's.
I mean, Chespin's good.
Chespin's no, super, super cute.
Level 100 without, Chespin.
Without a doubt, Chespin is super, super cute.
Oh, let me spoiler everybody. My first rival in the games has already been selected. So if anybody was hoping to enter that competition, too late. Decision's been made.
What, you mean like nicknaming them?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
What?
I don't think they've done that since Black and White.
Let's Go Pikachu?
Oh, yeah, they did in Let's Go.
Yeah, I named mine in Let's Go, and the person that I was playing with and talking about it didn't do it back.
That is a violation of a very sacred relationship.
That's a shame. I don't think in Sun and Moon you can name How or Lily or Gladion.
Oh, that's true.
And in X and Y, you couldn't name. I mean, they named you like Little S or big P.
I was Big G, thank you very much.
Big G. But you couldn't name them. But I don't know, maybe you can name Marnie or I doubt you'll be able to name Hop, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think you will.
I guess.
Dag nabbit. I don't even want to play this game anymore. Give me a call in a year when they're ready to announce another one.
All right.
When's the last time you could actually name your rival?
Let's Go Pikachu.
No, but I mean,
like that wasn't a remake.
Yeah.
Five. You can technically name Hugh something else.
Oh, okay. So when they do the, what is that? Black and White?
Black and White 2, I guess, technically.
Yeah, when they do the Black and White remakes, you'll be able to name your rival again.
I think you can rename Hugh. I'm almost positive you can.
I'm pretty sure you can.
I'm sure I did, so.
Which one had Barry in it? Was that Diamond and Pearl? Yeah.
Yeah. What a rival.
Barry's so good.